Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Murtaugh. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Naylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Glossop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Hughes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Tommy Hughes. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting third. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frankie Kelleher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting eighth. The shortstop, D. Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelleher. Murtaugh reaches second base with a double. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murtaugh moves to third. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The throw from Livingston and he is safe. Marshall steals second. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a fly ball into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Coy reaches second base with a double. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Naylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. Etten hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 1 in the game. Glossop hits a fly ball into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingston hits a fly ball into center field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Livingston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamarno takes first base on ball 4. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamarno moves to third. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vandermeer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murtaugh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naylor hits a line drive into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Frey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas bunts towards first. Etten scoops it up and throws to first, with Glossop covering, for the out. Frey moves to third. Marshall moves to second. One out. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher is walked intentionally. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards second. Glossop throws to second for one, and Murtaugh throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Frey scores. Marshall scores. McCormick moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-2 in the game. Etten hits a fly ball into center field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 2 in the game. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lamarno hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Livingston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vandermeer bunts towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 2 in the game. Livingston hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Kelleher moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards third. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Vandermeer, and towards Phillips, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Littwiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Warren pinch hits for Nick Etten. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a fly ball into center field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coy hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.